much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Good morning, everyone. I trust you all slept well. Shall we go to work, sir?
Sure thing. Let's get with it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Angela's cats are cute. So cute that you just want to eat them. But you can't eat cats. You can't eat cats, Kevin.
Kevin is lazy, folks. He doesn't want to do anything. Now, we all know that idle hands are the devil's playground.
That's right.
And Kevin is a shining example of the beautiful sin of sloth.
Kevin has a problem with alcohol. Problem with alcohol. Problem with alcohol. Kevin has a problem with alcohol. And when he's drunk, he'll let you do him in the... What did you do? Hi, Callie. Fire beer mode.
Hey, stop fooling her. I'll fire every one of you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Squirts of goo.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
How can we make that happen?
Roll another one.
My word.
Just like the other one.
Let me go see that girl about her vagina.
This one seems to be about to quit.
It is blew your mind, didn't it?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Shut your damn mouth.
Roll another one.
Where are your nipples, man?
Just like the other one.
I did not sign up for this.
This one seems to be about to end.
Yeah, she seems a little uptight.
I don't have another cent.
I don't even know what you just said.
I just needed some babes, man.
Just pass it around.
You shut your mouth, okay?
Oh, fellas.
Our feature presentation.
That's Mark Maron doing his impression of our show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's All New Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 18th of October.
Hey, party people. How's everybody doing?
All good.
Ralph, Kevin, how you feeling?
I'm great. Never better. Never felt better.
I have intestinal distress.
In my own life.
Hey, Ralph.
The Queen Mary.
I have a Bernie O-ring.
Is it a butt problem? Is that what's going on here?
It's anal Armageddon. That's what it is.
I rented that over the weekend, by the way.
That's not a good movie.
It's a great film.
It's not good at all. I started it. It's not
a 3D IMAX.
Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no, my butt.
All right.
Kevin was out yesterday, and I just assumed he was in Las Vegas like usual, but apparently he really was sick this time.
Yeah, Bean showed his usual concern for a fellow coworker.
Well,
I'm so tired of that excuse. Will we ever have anyone working here again?
Here's the beauty of Bean. He automatically assumes that whatever you say is false.
Yes.
That's right.
And you're doing something else. It doesn't matter.
No, that's not true.
That is absolutely true.
It isn't true. But in the case of calling in sick, look, we talked about this last week when Ralph was the guy who sent out
right.
the email that said, I got to come out of both ends because established on the show that that is the get out of jail free card medical excuse.
Right, but right? You understand that that's the get out of jail free card medical excuse does not mean people don't have stomach issues.
Don't get it.
I mean, it's just absurd.
I understand. That's why people claiming they have cancer.
And we brought it up because you said, Ralph called in with our excuse, meaning,
that's right.
Oh, maybe he didn't actually
so
have
who
it.
Who knows if it's ever true anywhere, because everybody knows it works. It's so easy to use. It's foolproof.
You're the guys who told everyone to do it.
I know,
and now
we did.
Everyone is doing it, Bean is bitching.
And by the
it.
Way, I have a pretty good record for the last 23 years of coming in when I'm sick.
True.
Yes.
If I don't make it, I can't make it. So Bean says,
So how was Las Vegas?
It was pretty good. I'm up.
Exactly. Hey, we probably don't even have time for my wonderful, exciting sure. The show started story. Do
Let's
we?
Hear it.
Go nuts.
For reals, do we have time? I love this story so much. It's a happy story. It's one that I think you'll even enjoy, Kevin, because it involves soccer.
Okay.
This is a guy named Peter Edwards, 62 years old, who noticed that his grandson, when he was 18 months old, loved playing with a soccer ball. He used to chase the ball around the front room of his home. He used to, you know, crawl around on his hands and knees and kick the ball around, and he just loved playing with a soccer ball. So the grandfather said, boy, wouldn't it be great if my kid grew up and played for Wales? That would be a dream come true as a huge Wales soccer fan. The family's from Wales. So he went down to the bookie. And he put down 50 pounds on his grandson, Harry, one day playing for Wales. Now, we all know how astronomical the odds must be that any random 18-month-old is going to grow up and play for the national team in any sport, right?
I'd like to call BS right there, because what place of gambling is going to take a bet on this guy's 18-month-old
what
playing for Wales?
Right. What bookie's taking action on kids
Who's
playing
got odds
sports?
On that? What kind of odds did they give him?
They gave him 2,500 to 1.
Oh, that's probably in their favor then, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what are the chances? Look, lots of people go, oh, my kid's going to grow up and be the president. My kid's going to grow up and, you know, be a professional baseball player, whatever it is. None of them ever do. Like, right. What are the chances? This is like a Venus and Serena Williams dad who said from the time they were born, they're going to be the biggest tennis stars in the world. Yeah, you can say that all you want, old man, but a lot of things have to go in your favor. The kids have to want to play tennis. The kids have to have some sort of physical ability to play tennis. And they've just got to, you know, get some breaks along the way and get help and whatnot. So the chances are astronomical. Well, I guess not astronomical. 2,500 to 1 is what this guy got. Well, that was when the kid was 18 months old. Tuesday, at 16 years, 207 days old, he became the youngest player ever on the Wales national team when he was put in as a substitute in the 87th minute of a game against Brussels. Wow.
16 years old.
Yep.
So what was the payout?
£125,000. So I don't know what the exchange rate is these days, but something north of $200,000, maybe $250,000, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's 2-1, I think.
So he, grandpa retired immediately. In fact, he told, he knew there was a possibility to his kid was on the, you know, was on the team and hadn't played yet. So he told the people at work, hey, as soon as he gets in, I'm out. That's it. So the grandpa has retired and the kid is playing for Wales.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you just walked right when the kid walked onto the field? Literally just walked out the door.
I'm out. The mic.
Peace.
So I don't know if there are lots of stories that we never hear about because obviously the kid doesn't grow up to do whatever it is the parent or grandparent think he's going to. But this is one case where it worked out. So it's a happy ending for everybody. Isn't that a cool story?
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
So, Kevin's parents put money down that he would lie to get out of work.
So. They just got paid richly.
They just made a payday,
yeah. Should be cashing in today then, shouldn't they?
That's right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I don't mean to become complain, but that sounds awful.
You haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah, give us a minute.
Whitney Cummings is going to be in studio.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bean's going to be creepy.
Ugh. I'm not going to be creepy, but I do love her.
Yeah, I know. That scares all of us. The fact that you love anyone scares all of us because then you go crazy. That's the only reason I came in is to protect Whitney Cummings. Brand new internet roundup. Mm-hmm. It's Friday, so we have the movie beat. Ralph will tell you what movies you need to see this weekend.
Okay.
Plus, Ralph's going to be down at the Queen Mary for the blood drive, which is going to start here in about 15 minutes. You've never tasted a drink. You've never had alcohol. It's hard for us to believe, but
like just once in your life?
Yeah, that's hard to understand.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we know people like this exist is because Jennifer Hudson, the Academy Award-winning actress and singer, is apparently one of them, and that's what got us talking about it. She has never tasted a drop of alcohol, and Ralph wants those people sent into outer space.
I think they're super questionable. They're sketchy.
I bet we're going to find a lot of these people are also cat owners. A large right. Subset.
That'll be one of our follow-up questions.
Where those two intersect, we need to ship those people out. That's true.
That's right.
Cousin Sal will be on the program telling us how to make money on NFL. We have your final pair of tickets to go to the Kevin and Bean Scary Carry.
Oh, Kevin, you haven't met Splashy the Dating Dolphin.
I have not, no.
Oh, the kids love Splashy.
Is that
Splashy
right?
Had such a good time yesterday. He's coming back today.
And Chloe Grace Moretz, who is the star of Carrie.
Carrie.
Yes.
Looks awesome. Looks going to be on the program today as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman at the Queen Mary. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
You'll hear from Clark Gregg. He is Agent Phil Coulson on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, the Movie Beat next half hour as well. Ralph Garman, how's Long Beach?
It is wonderful. We are just getting ready to kick off the blood drive down here at the Queen Mary. It's K-Rock's Bloody Mary blood drive. It's happening from 6 a.m. this morning, so in about 6 minutes, the doors will open all the way up until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Please come down and donate blood. It's such a simple way to save a life. And we've got tons of prizes for everybody who comes down here. You don't even have to donate in order to get something from us, but it'd be much cooler if you did. And, of course, thanks to the people at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center who are making it all happen. It is, of course, sponsored by Carrie. It's in theaters today. We'll be talking about it later in the movie beat, but just looks like a terrifying movie. Looks like a great event and a great way to give something back to the community. It's pretty simple to do, and you get a cookie. So what more could you ask for? Let's take a look at the showbiz news. Congratulations to Kristen Bell and her actor boyfriend, Dax Shepard. Sad day for King of Mexico.
Why?
Yeah.
The pair were married at the Beverly Hills County Clerk's office yesterday.
Ah.
Oh, I thought she would love me.
He did.
I gave her salt and pepper shackers.
He did have a good shot. In his defense. I mean, it was close.
Apparently, they went there just to get their marriage license. While we're there, the court employee offered to marry them on the spot. And they said, okay. So they did it in a nearby courtroom. And apparently, Kristen cried during the ceremony because she realized she would never have the wedding she wanted. No, I'm sure she was very happy. This story is just getting better and better. Kevin, you missed it yesterday. We were talking about the House stenographer who went nuts in the Senate.
Okay.
Did you hear about her?
I did not.
Oh, you missed out.
I love it.
She's the stenographer. Her job is just to write down what the people say, and they had the big vote on getting the government back up and running again.
Right.
This week. So she got up. She went nuts and got up in front of everyone on the floor of the Senate and started to rail about how they were mocking God and he would not be mocked.
Sweet.
And the Constitution was written by Freemasons who don't believe in God and
you can't serve two masters.
Oh,
I love her so much.
She had to be dragged physically by security out of the building. This isn't some protesting nut. This is a woman who worked there for 2.5 years.
So you got to assume she had a background check, security clearance, all of that in order to be there every day doing her job.
Yes. Well, Fox News said that them dragging her out of the room was tantamount to religious persecution.
What?
Because she was talking about Jesus and God and their Lord and Savior, and because they drug them out, it was religious persecution. Well, so she's found friends with Fox News.
Yeah.
So she sent them an email to explain her outburst. And here's what the email said. For the past 2.5 weeks, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up in the middle of the night and preparing me to deliver a message in the House chamber. That's what I did last night. So now we know why. She's not crazy. She was just being... woke up in the middle of the night by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was the Holy Spirit's headboard banging against the wall in the next room? Is that what's going on? Is that how they woke you up?
Why is it if you hear voices in your head that no one else can hear, you're insane and they put you away, unless those voices are Jesus or the Holy Spirit, in which case you're just a prophet?
That's right. I have no idea. And speaking of prophets, Snoop Dogg has changed his name yet again.
What?
Well, of course, Snoop became Snoop Lion. When he became a reggae performer. Now he's changed his name again to Snoopzilla.
He's just messing with us now.
Snoopzilla. Snoop's latest project is a funk album.
Okay.
So I guess every time he takes on a new genre, he will change his name. The album will be called 7 Days of Funk, and he's going to do it with fellow rapper, producer Damn Funk. We're the babies of the mothership, Snoopzilla said. I've had funk influences in my music my whole career. Damn Funk is cold. He's keeping the funk alive, and I knew I had to get down with him. Funkzilla, I'm sorry,
Snoopzilla.
Come on. Went on to say, Damn Funk woke me up in the middle of the night and prepared me to change my name to Snoopzilla. So congratulations. Looking forward to Snoop.
I am more interested in hearing that record than I was the reggae record.
Me too.
That'd be a good jam. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Dawn Wells. You remember her as Marianne on The Island with Gilligan and the Skipper.
and the rest. 75 years old today.
You'll enjoy this, Ralph. You love to mock our early Kevin and Bean feature, the celebrity refrigerator. We went to actress Dawn Wells' house. We hung out with Ginger for an afternoon. I recall it was a lot of fun.
We did.
Very nice lady.
Dawn Wells was Marianne.
Yeah. So Marianne, excuse me. Marianne.
Hanging out with both of them. That'd be hot.
No, it was Marianne. Yeah, so it was one of our memorable celebrity refrigerators. Very nice lady.
Did we hit that?
I don't believe we did.
Okay.
You guys got all the big stars back.
We did. Sure did.
What happened?
We did.
Jean-Claude Van Damme celebrates his 53rd birthday today. Neo is 34. Frida Pinto celebrates her 29th birthday. Zac Efron is 26 years old. Tyler Posey, Teen Wolf. He's Teen Wolf. He's 22 years old today. And Peter Svensson, guitarist for the Cardigans, is 39 years old.
So many Cardigans birthdays.
So we have another reason to celebrate the interview Kevin and Bean did with the Cardigans. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This morning, down at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, is KROQ's Bloody Mary Blood Drive. It's happening right now. By the way, free parking if you donate blood. Lots of prizes. Ralph Garman is down there broadcasting live all throughout this morning's Kevin and Bean show. If you want to go by and say hi to him, maybe have him draw something on you that you can then get tattooed. A lot of possibilities involved here. Ralph is there and here with the Movie Beat right now.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
By the way, we've already got a crowd down here giving blood at the
nice.
Mary. So, well done. Everyone's showing up. I heard they have like a record number of signups already for people giving blood. So,
fantastic.
You may want to get down here early if you're planning on it. But if not, we'll be here till 3 p.m. So you can come at your lunch hour or something and give some blood. But very cool people stepping up and doing the right thing. It is the Movie Beat, and that means, because it's fall, they're starting to roll out their Oscar contenders. Of course, around Christmas time, we get the big blockbusters. But this time of fall is when they start, at least in limited release, releasing some of the films they think will be good potential candidates for Oscars, including this one. It's getting a lot of attention, starring Robert Redford. It's called All Is Lost. It is basically Gravity at Sea. It is Robert Redford. He's the only star of the movie. He's a sailor who's got his own boat. He's out there sailing, and he has a collision with a shipping container, which causes him to get a hole in his boat, and things go badly.
Does George Clooney talk his way through it?
No, it's just Robert Redford. He doesn't need George Clooney, man. He's Robert Redford. He faces his mortality in the face, which is where you face things, I guess, at sea. And he is, by all accounts, this is an amazing performance. He says like three words in the whole movie. It's just Redford basically struggling against the elements and his sinking ship. All Is Lost is released today in limited release. Here are some scenes from the trailer.
This is the Virginia Jean with an SOS call. Over. This is the Virginia Jean with an SOS call. Over. This is the Virginia Jean with an SOS call. Over.
Can't even come up with four original lines. He repeats himself.
Well, he's looking for help, man. What do you want to do?
Imagine, look, he's what, 78 years old, Ralph?
Yes.
What a crazy role for an old man to take on, and apparently just nails it.
Yeah, they say it may be his best performance ever, which, given that it's Robert Redford and he's been doing this for about 40 years, is saying something. Also opening up this week is Kill Your Darlings. This is a movie about the great poets of the Beat Generation, Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, William Burroughs, or Jack Kerouac, if you're Kevin.
Many of my favorites.
Yeah. A Murder in 1944 draws these greats together. Great cast. Daniel Radcliffe, Dane DeHaan, Michael C. Hall, Ben Foster. Here is a scene where Daniel Radcliffe is crashing a party thrown by Michael C. Hall.
Take this unbloomed stalwart.
And you are?
Alan.
Alan. Who comes uninvited to my apartment.
Actually, I invited him.
No one notices him. Look at him. Why would we bother? So the pattern of our lives holds. But who knows? Under the right circumstances, even he might change the world.
And then he kills him?
Then they make sweet love, Kevin. 12 Years a Slave. Boy, is this getting a lot of attention in terms of Oscar possibilities. The true story of a free black man from New York
who is abducted and then sold into slavery and spends the next 12 years of his life as a slave trying to escape and get back to his family in New York. Terrifying. Wow. Terrifying.
This looks like it might be too violent for me. This might be too sad. I don't know if I can process this.
Yeah, this is a looks like a brutal film. Here are some scenes from the trailer of 12 Years a Slave.
I was born a free man. Live with my family in New York.
Be good for your mother.
Until the day I was deceived.
To Solomon.
Kidnapped. Sold into slavery.
You come here.
Master Adler.
I say come here!
Days ago, I was with my family in my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
I will survive! I will not fall into despair! I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune!
Same advice was given to Beer Mug. If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible. And yet he still won't take that advice.
This movie makes being a slave look bad.
You think?
Yeah, it does. It's,
I don't know.
Looks like not fun.
It's a couple big musical numbers.
Well, and Michael Fassbender, by the way, how terrifying is he?
Yeah, he's a bad person with an enormous penis. The Fifth Estate also opens up this weekend. Of course, the story of Julian Assange and his WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. I go often to a website called WikiLeaks, and it's a very different kind of thing. Based on the real events that created that website and all of the turmoil surrounding it, looks terrific to me. Bill Condon is the director of this film. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Julian Assange. Here is some scenes from the trailer of The Fifth Estate.
What about the lives of the soldiers and the civilians involved in these conflicts? Death squads, unreported civilian casualties, countless incidents of friendly fire. This is information the world needs to know. So the next time you find yourself lecturing me about this organization, please try to remember why I created it and why I hired you to help me.
The good news is Julian Assange is not happy with this movie, so you know it's probably true. Escape Plan opens up this weekend. Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger on the screen together.
See, Kevin, finally something for you.
Stallone plays a guy who goes into prisons in order to break out of them to show security companies where their prisons are weak. But then he finds himself set up, man. And the powers that be want him locked away forever, so they put him in the world's most secure prison. Can he break out?
I don't know. Can he?
This looks dumb.
Yeah, it looks very dumb.
Thank you.
Schwarzenegger is a long-term inmate, apparently, who teams up with Stallone to help him break out. Here's a scene where Stallone and Schwarzenegger are watching the guards trying to get their pattern down.
See that guy coming out of the stairs? Now, you see how he walks all pigeon-toed?
The duck.
Yeah, well, the duck always works with the guy scratching the back of his neck.
Hives.
When duck and hives work together, they always do a circle. Duck walks 63 strides, hive 65, then they meet up at the top. That guard over there could be a problem for us. He's always looking around. Does everything by the book.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
We have to come up with a name for him. The guy who does everything by the book. Because duck and hives have to talk to the librarian because he does everything by the book.
I wonder if Christ in New York is in that same prison, Ralph.
Well, you know, look at him. He's got a leg. He's a duck. This guy is shaking his chin and scratching his neck. Ah, hives.
Come on. Really? And lastly, Carrie opens up this weekend.
This is
Chloe,
the movie for
Grace Moretz, Julianne Moore. This is just unbelievable. It's a reimagining, of course, of the classic Hardtail by Stephen King and the very popular movie that it was based on. This time, here's a cool thing, because Carrie is telekinetic, right? So she can move objects with her mind. And in the original film, they sort of alluded to that and did what they could. But now in the new age special effects and stuff, we can really see it in all its glory. Here are some scenes from the trailer of Carrie.
The other kids, they think I'm weird. I want to be normal.
Wipe that smile off your face.
I have to try and be a whole person before it's too late.
Help us across the set of her days and ways. If she'd made innocent, the curse of blood would
have
been.
Mama, that's not even in the Bible. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Go to your closet and pray.
No. Pray. No! Mama! You pray, little girl. You pray for forgiveness.
I don't know what's more terrifying, Carrie's ability to move things with her mind or her super religious mother who puts her in a closet.
Go to your closet and pray.
Carrie's an outcast, shunned by her peers, disliked by everyone who knows her. It's like Beer Mug, except she has powers. That's my pick for the weekend. Carrie's the movie I'm going to go check out. You can check out all these films in limited release or on the big cineplexes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Thanks a lot for tuning in here on a Friday morning. Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup for you today. Chloe Grace Moretz is going to be on the program talking about her new film called Carrie. Cousin Sal talks NFL, and comedian Whitney Cummings joins us later on today. Saw an interesting article yesterday, Kevin, from our friend Larry Flint.
What's he doing?
He wrote a guest column in the Hollywood Reporter because apparently the man that shot him, Larry Flint, for folks who don't recognize the name, is the man behind the Hustler magazine empire. He owns lots of other things, too, but that's how he made his fortune. He's a famous pornographer, and he was shot and paralyzed, which is why he's in a wheelchair, back in 1978. Well, here's how speedy our justice system is. The man who shot him and was convicted of shooting him back in 1978 is now scheduled to finally meet his death penalty end November 20th.
What? It took this long?
Yes. 1978 is when he got shot. 2013 is when the guy that shot him is supposed to be sentenced to death by lethal injection. Larry wrote a column that said, I do not want to see this man executed.
Wow.
America has a complicated relationship with the death penalty. A lot of states are into it. Other states say, no, it's not for us. But we wanted to find out where Larry is coming from, because you'd think that there would be some, I don't know, for a lot of people, some sort of revenge, some sort of satisfaction in that bastard finally got his. So we asked producer Dave, could you get Mr. Flint on the phone for us? And sure enough, he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Larry.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine. I was a little bit surprised to see your note. Don't you want to see that bastard fry?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that I'd be happy about, you know, him finally getting the death penalty.
He did paralyze you.
Yeah, he sure did.
Sure changed your life forever.
You know what I don't do anymore?
What?
Walk.
Yeah, you don't walk anymore. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, you're pretty much in a wheelchair.
But I actually don't want him to I don't want to see him get the death penalty.
Now, some of that has nothing to do with this particular case. It's just, in general, you think it's more expensive for the government to, you know, to go through all those appeals processes for the death penalty. You also think it is in no way a deterrent against crime, which a lot of people agree with you on that. So you just think there's nothing, there's no reason for it, really.
More importantly, I just want him to suffer.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
I mean, if I had my choice, I would spend some time alone with him with a pair of wire cutters and some Tabasco sauce.
Oh. Yeah, you do mention in the article that you have never come face-to-face with the man whose name is Joseph Paul Franklin, but if you could, you'd like to, as you say, you'd like to torture him. Maybe it's time for you to start making him feel some of the misery that you felt.
Exactly. So I've asked them to postpone the execution and just give me some time alone with him so I could do some things I've been thinking about for a long time.
So you got wire cutters and pliers, you mentioned in the reporter article. What else do you have in mind, Larry?
First of all, I'd make him watch soccer.
Well, we
a
have
lot
laws.
Of soccer. I'd get Kevin's DVR and I would just put on every game from the 2010 World Cup.
Well, Kevin has those. See, you're a business.
I know he does. I need to borrow that.
It's all yours. You do know there are laws in this country against cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Then I'd make them have a long, in-depth conversation with Jenny McCarthy about vaccination.
Oh, that's
even more painful.
Yeah, that's what that bastard deserves.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I'd probably have him watch Scandal.
Oh, how dare you? It's one of America's most beloved shows.
But I think really what would really get him is if I gave him a job.
If you gave him a job?
Working with Beer Mug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
In fact, I got an application for K-Rock someplace. Or I think it's over here by this desk. Let me just walk over and
get No, Larry.
Larry, you can't. You shouldn't
don't get
try
up.
To. Larry.
Don't. Stay in the chair. Poor Larry.
See what I mean by working with beer mugs? It would have been much better.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 6:51.
Now we go to the Queen Mary. Ralph Garman is there for our annual blood drive on K-Rock this morning. What are the details, Ralph? People want to come down and join you. Curiously, I'm
well,
not...
Heaven and being.
Not hearing Ralph as much as I was hoping for more of Ralph. It's interesting because we had him just a moment ago.
Hello.
There you go.
There he is.
You got
hey, Ralph?
Yeah, what
Hi.
Happened?
It's the magic of live remotes. You know how it is.
Okay. All right. Good times.
We do have a huge crowd here already this morning, which is awesome to see so many people coming out early to participate in K-Rock's Bloody Mary Blood Drive here at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. Thanks to people, by the way, at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. They're people who are collecting all the blood. I volunteered to take some blood, but they apparently...
Yeah, what about
some...
your plan with the ballpoint pen and the baggie?
I know. I was going to, you know, just... We've got, you know, a couple syringes lying around. I was just going to help some people out, but apparently they want the qualified people to do it.
Huh.
Lots of prizes, by the way, for those folks who are coming down here to donate. You don't have to donate to pick something up, but it'd be much cooler if you did. And speaking of prizes, I did want to run through some of the tickets we're giving away for folks who are coming down here.
Okay.
And we have limited numbers of these, keep it in mind, so you may want to get down early if you're interested in seeing any of these shows, including Pepper, Passion Pit, Walk the Moon, Two Door Cinema, Tiger Army, Fest Supreme, AFI, Flaming Lips, Atlas Genius, Deftones,
wow.
Nine Inch Nails, New Found Glory, Naked and Famous, Jack Johnson, and Paramore.
Wow.
Crazy.
Tickets for all those shows are still available down here, and we will give you a pair of tickets for coming out and donating some blood. It's the least we could do for the least that you could do, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news. Snoop Dogg has changed his name once again. Of course, remember when he was Snoop Lion, when he became a reggae performer. Now he has changed his name to Snoopzilla.
We still call him Snoop Dogg, right? I mean, we have since before Snoop Lion.
Nuh-uh. He's Snoopzilla.
Right.
He told Rolling Stone magazine he's decided to change his name in honor of his latest project, which is a funk album called 7 Days of Funk. He's going to be doing that along with rapper-producer Damn Funk. Damn Funk should change his name, too, then.
Damn Funkzilla.
Damnzilla. Something like that.
When you told us about this earlier, Ralph, I went online and, no pun intended, snooped around a little bit looking for some of this new music, and I did find a hook of the new Snoopzilla song. First song.
Fantastic.
If you'd like to hear
these
what he sounds
already
like.
Giving blood. Do they have to give more?
I'm dying to hear it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
So I think you can see a very different direction for Snoopzilla.
Sure is. Very different. Hey, it's a Halloween time. That means the dead are coming back to life. We're used to seeing zombies. Marilyn Monroe just got a new job.
What?
Yeah. She just got a new gig. She is the face of Chanel No. 5, their classic perfume. Apparently Marilyn Monroe will be featured in all the advertising for Chanel No. 5.
She's been dead for like 50 years, right?
She sure has. Apparently a lot of this comes from a famous quote she said in 1952 when an interviewer asked her, "What do you wear to bed?" And she said, "Chanel No. 5. That's it, man. Isn't that sexy? Oh, I so want to have sex with her corpse.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
That one sounds quick. Wow.
Lady Gaga is going to star alongside the Muppets in a Thanksgiving special. Because when you think Thanksgiving, you think Muppets and Lady Gaga. She is going to do a duet with Kermit the Frog on the show. Sir Elton John will also be performing. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, RuPaul, and Kristen Bell will all be appearing on the special.
What's
as well.
Happening?
It's a bizarre lineup, isn't it?
Yes.
Gaga said, "Can't wait to see the gang again, and I hope Miss Piggy's still not mad about Kermit. We're just friends."
Oh,
see what she did there?
She insinuated
that they had sex.
Right.
Look, if anybody was going to have sex with a frog, it would be Lady Gaga.
That's true.
Speaking of Kristen Bell, congratulations to Kristen and her boyfriend Dax Shepard. They got married yesterday at the Beverly Hills County Clerk's Office. The pair went to get their marriage license, and while they were there, a court employee offered to marry them on the spot. They took him up on his offer. The witness said Kristen cried during the ceremony because she realized she was getting married in the county clerk's office.
Well, they had a baby together recently, too, didn't they, Ralph?
Yeah, a six-month-old.
Right.
Lincoln, who was born in March.
Did they make a big deal out of not getting married until gays could get married, or
yep.
Was that them?
Was that them?
Yeah, that was them. That
I
was
thought
them.
That was Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I thought that was
no,
them.
No, it was Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard also, because the day that law passed, the day that they repealed that Defense of Marriage Act, she proposed to him on Twitter, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so they were one of those couples who took their time, and here they are.
Dax Shepard's like, damn it. We're going to get married.
He thought he was safe.
Now what am I going to do?
Okay, we'll get married when cats walk on the moon. That's when we'll get married.
Speaking of people who won't get married, Owen Wilson's got a personal assistant, not personal assistant, but a personal trainer that he has knocked up named Carolyn Lindquist. And word is, she is madly in love with him, and she is sure that by having his baby, they can build a perfect life together.
That's how it works.
Friends, however, are speaking out of turn to several magazines, saying Owen has no intention of ever marrying this woman. He will take care of the child, but he has no interest, really, in settling down with his pregnant personal trainer. Because first of all, she's ruined as a personal trainer, I'll tell you that. Right. She's doing squat thrust. She's going to just unleash placenta all over the gym floor. You know what I'm saying?
You can't tie down the butterscotch stallion, first of all. But
no, you can't.
Hasn't he already moved on to the next meaningless woman in his life?
Apparently he has. That relationship is reportedly over. And so he has moved on, but he's going to be a good dad to the child.
I'm sure he is.
Him and Simon Cowell are going to be fathers of the year. And Scott Disick is in the news. He's a massive douchebag.
Yeah.
That's not the news, but reportedly he was at the Los Angeles fashion show this week, and he was so drunk and belligerent at the fashion show that one of the models walking the runway came out, looked down at him in the audience, and flipped him off from the runway.
Nice!
And it was Carolyn DeMore, and she is smoking hot, but apparently he was being such an obnoxious jerk backstage that she could not contain herself and gave him the important finger.
I'm not really under. I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
Then the designer, Cedric Benarok, came out to, you know, at the end of a fashion show, they'll come out to get the applause from the audience after they show their line. Well, Scott Disick jumped up and grabbed his arm and almost pulled him off the runway trying to congratulate him.
Wow.
What are we going to do about this guy?
You're drunk.
I don't understand drinking at all.
And while we're talking about people with substance abuse problems, the Jonas Brothers, you know, they canceled their tour because reportedly the middle brother has some issues, needs a little rehab. The Jonas Brothers have reportedly also deactivated their Twitter account, so you know they're serious. Their individual accounts are still up, but their Joe Bros account is now gone.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Yeah. What do we have to do to get one of the One Direction guys hooked on drugs? So maybe they'll split up as well. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf, one of Dave's favorite shows. 22
I
years
love
old
Teen
today.
Wolf.
Zac Efron is 26 years old, B.
First of all, you know he's way too old for me to be interested anymore.
Frida Pinto is 29. Neo is 34 years old. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 53. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne in the old Gilligan's Island show, she's 75 years old today. Must be hard on her on that island, being 75. How does she get around? You got to eat all those coconuts all the time. And professor's still trying to make a radio out of like a seashell.
It's not still happening.
For an older woman like that, it must be brutal because she's sleeping in a hammock, I think.
They got off the island.
With Ginger. I mean, there's no privacy, and she's probably incontinent.
Ralph, they're
now,
not on
so
the island.
Ginger's
not
on the bottom
anymore.
Hammock. I'm sure there's some sort of leakage
just
going on.
Just a TV
on.
Show,
I'm
Ralph.
Just saying. Doesn't sound ideal.
Who's alive, by the way? Just her and Ginger and the professor. That's it, right? Lovey and Thurston are gone, right?
There's a lot more room on the island now than there used to be.
They're not still on the island, Ralph.
And guitarist Peter Svensson of the Cardigans is 39 years old today. You know, it seems like just yesterday when Kevin and Bean were interviewing
It was just yesterday. We just talked about this on the last Cardigans birthday.
I'd love to hear some of that audio of that interview with Kevin and Bean and the Cardigans.
I went to Norway, you know, and they had the IKEA. The IKEA was huge.
Is it huge? Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Nina, you've been here for 15 minutes. You're already tired of Norway? But see...
Nina, this morning's interview with Kevin and Bean, would you say it was the most fun you've ever had?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Good times. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Ralph Garman is down in Long Beach right now at the Queen Mary. We're going to be there tonight for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party. You know, it's Halloween time.
Yeah. Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
Bring it.
Ghostly things are going to happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
We've got to play this on our Halloween party tonight, right?
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks.
Will you stop it with that?
The tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Why is Dave the King of Mexico trying to organize some sort of a Kevin and Bean show sing-along with Halloween spooks for the party tonight? What's that all about,
bad.
You guys?
We're gonna seriously, you're going to stop this right now. Know that?
I'm gonna do an oral.
Stop. Stop. I cannot believe this.
We're going to do like an a cappella singing group version.
I see. Is that happening? Are we doing that?
Absolutely.
Can't wait for this part.
Well, we do have your final chance to win your way into the party tonight down on the Queen Mary, brought to you by the new horror film Carrie.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Today. You're going to have a chance to win those last tickets next hour right here on the Kevin Bean Show. So if you are single and want to join us tonight, definitely be back with us. One of the things that some of our listeners
How
will
am
not
I
be...
the only one that this annoys?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Doesn't bother me.
Bean's talking over it like fighting for respect from a guy who's gargling.
First of all, it's a classic. Second of all, one thing I will tell you about tonight is there are going to be a certain number of people, and Ralph will hate all of them, who will not be drinking. Am I right about that? There are some people who are going to come who will just say, no, no, I don't drink.
Well,
not
we
for
throw
me.
Them out of the party first.
Nope, we don't throw them out of the party.
Yes, we do.
But we were having this conversation a couple of weeks ago because Jennifer Hudson was doing an interview where she was doing some press for her new film called The Inevitable Defeat of
Halloween
Mr.
And it's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
I've moved on, but okay.
Get this over with. Oh, wait. I get it now. Now it's not annoying.
All right. Are you done?
Come on. Am I
so
done?
So Jennifer Hudson is doing press for this new movie with a terrible title called The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. Pete, and she plays a heroin addict. So people were asking her, what kind of experience did you have to draw on? Have you ever done any drugs? And she said, not only have I never done any drugs, I have never had an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Ralph, your head just about exploded. How come?
Because it's unacceptable.
It's just it's odd. It's not.
It is odd.
It's not
part
I mean,
of life. It's been. It's alcohol has been around as long as man has. They were fermenting berries in the caves. I'm sure.
And you might not like it, but what are the chances that you've never tried it once? I find that hard to believe.
Well, we wondered if we would find other people like Jennifer Hudson who have never tried alcohol, because I think the consensus from many in the room is that there's something wrong with you. And now, do we suspect that most people, it's a religious thing? Like they grew up in a super strict household where it was they were told it was, you know, the devil's work or something? Is that where we're expecting people to come from?
I would guess that's certainly one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah.
I heard from a listener yesterday, sent me an email, said that his father was a horrible drunk.
Oh,
and so
see?
He grew up watching what alcohol did to him, and so he just decided that was never going to be something that was part of his life. First of all, because he hated what it did to his father, but also he was afraid that maybe that gene had been passed to him, and if he drank alcohol and liked it, then his life would also go careening out
see,
of control.
See, that's a smart dude.
Doesn't Kathy Griffin make the same choice?
I believe so, yeah. She watched her parents juice it up pretty good for her.
That's a smart chick. Everyone else, we don't understand.
But unless it's one of those two reasons, unless God told you not to drink or your parents are lushes, then you should just be boozing it up like the rest of us.
You don't have to be boozing it up, but
yes, you do.
You have to have tried it.
But you didn't try it? Is that
it does
possible?
Seem, now, I'm going to tell you, we're opening up the phone lines right now. We want to hear from people who have never tried alcohol. I know that goes against everything we believe about the Kevin and Bean audience, but if you're out there, please give us a call. We want to hear your story at 1-800-520-1067.
There's probably only two of you, so you can get in.
So yes. You guys aren't even talking.
Put down your cats and call us.
Yes. And Ralph is convinced there's some sort of overlay with people who have a lot of cats, too, by the way, Kevin.
Yes.
So you're not just talking about people who just didn't like the taste of alcohol.
Right.
Maybe they tried it when they were, you know, 18, 19, 20, whatever it was, and they thought, I just don't like it. It's not for me. You're not talking about those people. We're just looking for the people who literally have never had alcohol on their lips.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson said, I've never had a drink in my life.
So she didn't even get a chance to decide whether she liked it or not. It's just, it's hard to believe. I find that that is a lie, sir.
It's kind of like finding people who have never had sex, right? When they're 40, 50 years old or something like that. Like, you'd think you'd at least have it once, even if for whatever reason you never tried it again,
except
right?
Except for with sex, you are involving another person.
Yeah.
So you could sort of see
right.
Because drinking, you don't need anyone else.
But all sex is a unique experience. But you drink all day long something, right? You're drinking water or Diet Coke or juice or something. It seems like it's just a small step to taste wine or beer or a cocktail just to see what that's all about.
And if you're over 21, for sure, we could probably go 15, 16, but 21 for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
There you are. Party. You don't pick up a glass of beer and try it.
What? You're not out to dinner with friends.
These people are all broken inside.
They lie. They lie, right. Ralph.
Let's go to JJ. He'll be our first call. He's on line two, and then we'll take everybody else in a moment at 1-800-520-1067. You're like Jennifer Hudson. You've never had alcohol. JJ, is that you?
Yep, that's me. Never had a drink of alcohol.
Tell us about it.
You? Not a drink.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, when I was younger, I saw people around me just getting drunk and stupid and just can't remember anything they did the next morning. Then I would be the one, hey, can you go get me this? Can you get me that? What happened? And then just also seeing how much money they used to spend, I was like, that's dumb. They're just getting drunk. They don't remember what they did, and they're just wasting money. That's not me.
Right, but JJ, there's a difference between those people who can't control it and you trying it.
And somebody having a beer when they're out bowling with their friends.
Yeah, and you know, the weird part about it is that when I was growing up, my dad, when we would watch the Super Bowls, he was like, hey, you want a beer? I was like, no. You know, just when they open the can... And just smelling that is like, no, that's not me. I don't want to do that.
You were scared off by friends.
It just didn't seem appealing to you. There wasn't one thing that you could seeing your friends do it made you think, hey, I would enjoy that or it would be a benefit to my life.
Not really. And you know, those friends kept pushing you and pushing you and pushing you and giving you drinks galore. Even when I used to go to the clubs, people would just give me drinks and I'd be on the table with 5-6 drinks. But it was to my benefit because girls will show up and I say, hey, you want a drink? Oh, yeah, you're too. So I took that as my advantage, but I never actually drank.
I'm with JJ. I've never drank either.
JJ, by the way, sounds like a very together, smart guy making a good decision. Ralph, you can't hate on him.
Yes, I can. Absolutely, I can.
Is he lying?
People can't remember what they did the night before. They may not remember, but they had a great time. Trust me. They had a great time the night before.
Yeah, and they have 3 kids, too. So that could be why.
All right, JJ.
Wait a minute. Drinking makes you pregnant?
Some women they do.
I wasn't aware of that. All right. Well, listen. The lines. You know, we didn't know how this was going to go, but Edward is on the line. Stephen, Marco, liar, Carlos, liar. All
broken,
guys. By
broken,
the way,
damaged, all guys. Broken, damaged,
all
damaged,
guys. That is
broken.
So we're going to find out what the story is for people who are like Jennifer Hudson who have never had a drink right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kip. So right now we're talking about Academy Award winning actress Jennifer Hudson doing press for her new movie says that she has never had a drink in her life. By the way, guys, was that the interview with Beer Mug that she did? Do you know if that's the source of the...
Yeah, that was the same one.
I think I got this.
Do you have it?
I have the tape. Let's see.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Apparently not. Apparently it was a different interview she was doing.
Why was he shouting Jay Hutz?
No one knows.
I mean, really?
You know what? A few more cocktails, a few less Twinkies would have saved her a lot of trouble in life. You know what I'm saying?
See? We're taking calls from Kevin and Bean listeners who are in the same boat as Miss Hudson. They've never had a drink. We asked for some ladies, too, because we had all men on the line. Let's go to Jacqueline. She's on line 6. Let's find out what her decision was based on.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Never tasted it. Never tried it once.
No.
Because.
Isn't that good?
Because
I never chose to do so.
But why?
It never called my attention. Never really did. All my family drank, and I just never...
All your family... Did you have bad memories of your family drinking?
Not at all.
Then what on earth are you talking about?
Here's what's confusing. Here's what's confusing, Jacqueline. Look. I disagree with Ralph. I don't have any problem with anybody who chooses not to drink, but I don't understand why, as an adult at 21 or 22 or 23, you wouldn't at least try it to see if you liked it. There's no crime in having a beer or having a cocktail. Why wouldn't you at least try it?
Right. I don't know know. It just, I never tried it. And actually, I once made a point that I said I was, you know, I was going to go on a cruise. I said, you know what, I'll have a drink on that cruise for the first time in my life. I ended up not going to the cruise, so I never had to drink.
That's happening.
It's true. You can only try a drink if you get on a boat to the Caribbean.
Your whole family drank. You have no negative view of it. Nope. But it was all around your family, and you never tasted it.
Never tried it.
You are a liar.
I don't think she's a liar. I think she is damaged, though.
Ralph,
I think Ralph,
yeah. Liar?
She's, no, she's broken.
We're playing our new game. Broken or liar?
No, she's now, broken.
Why? Why got to be a liar? You know, I get that all the time when I go to the club. They're like, how do you have fun? I'm like, since when?
No.
Drinking?
No, we're not. We're not saying you can't have fun if you don't drink. We're saying it's hard to believe you've never tried
it. People always ask me that. Yeah.
Jacqueline, let me ask you this. Are you the same way with foods? Are there like a million foods that you've never tried because you're, for whatever reason, just one of these people who's just kind of set in her routines?
No.
Yeah, that's crazy, Bean. Don't be ridiculous.
Jacqueline, you need to go out with Ralph Garman one night and see how the world is to be lived, okay? Thank you for the call, my dear. We appreciate it.
I'm speechless.
I don't believe that.
I believe her. Why do you think she's lying, Kevin?
She hasn't had a drink.
Because either she has bad memories or she's tried it if it's all around her in her family.
No, she hasn't, Kevin. She said she hasn't tried it.
I know, but it doesn't make sense.
I agree.
I agree that it doesn't make sense, but I also believe she's telling the truth. I think she's just damaged.
Huh.
Let's try Carlos. He is a nurse. He's coming
after
us from
a... cats.
We forgot to ask about the cats.
We do have the cross.
I guarantee you, Jacqueline has cats.
Jacqueline, please call us back and let us know how many cats you have. Is it under or over 10? That's our question. Carlos, where are you coming from on line 7, please?
Right now, I'm actually sitting right outside the clinic. I work in Costa Mesa.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 34.
And you've never touched it?
Never touched it. Just never had the desire to do it when I was younger. And then I got into this field and I saw just how bad it damages your liver and your kidneys, and I just don't want any part of it.
Dude, you're 34. You're going to be fine. You can have a few drinks and not drop dead. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that, but at the same time, I think growing up, it was also a little bit of fear if I did try it and liked it, and I got addicted, so that kind of kept me away from it, too.
So you're just a pussy.
Well, you know, I guess... I wouldn't say that.
Yes, you're a pussy.
But Carlos, look, you're a nurse. You're a health professional. You do know that most people who drink alcohol do not become alcoholics, right?
I do know that, but I don't want to start on that road down that way, and I just never did it.
You're afraid personally that it would be too much for you to handle.
I think so.
Right. Do you have an addictive personality? Like, are you a guy who bought one lottery ticket and then the next year bought 500,000? Is that you?
No, I just, well, not with lottery tickets. I'm in the boat with Ralph over there. I bought a bunch of comic books. That's about it.
Ah. Yeah, you're damaged then.
How many cats?
How many cats do you have, Carlos?
Not one.
Ralph, how did we get that opinion that all of these people probably have cats?
No, I'm just saying there must be a huge subset, like a cross-section between the two worlds. If you had like a Venn diagram, people who don't drink and people have cats, it'd be a big section in the middle there.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. I don't know that we've learned anything except for the fact that these people exist, I guess.
People who don't drink are either pussies or insane.
By the way, one P.S. on the conversation we were just having with our listeners that never drink, is we didn't have time to get to a guy who decided not to drink from listening to the Kevin and Bean show. He heard Kevin and said, I'm out. That's not for me.
How dare you?
You're influencing the youth of tomorrow, Kevin. You should be proud.
Look, people are misunderstanding. We don't want you to be alcoholics.
No,
it's just you're saying it's the opposite, and we find that hard to believe. That's all.
Chloe Grace Moretz from Cary joins us in about 20 minutes or so, and then your last chance to win your way into our Cary prom, which is going to be tonight on the Queen Mary. That's all coming up here in the next hour or so, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, how about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser, pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing, laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
So many great videos, so little time to see them all. That's why we gather them all up from every corner of the internet, put them together in one handy location we call the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. You can find it kevinandbean.com or krock.com. And we start with maybe one of the hottest women in the world right now. She is a model named Emily Ratajkowski. You guys know who she is because she's the naked woman, well, topless woman in the Robin Thicke Blurred Lines video.
Oh, interesting. I haven't seen that.
She's the one on the left. She's the one on the left who's so gorgeous, she recently did a GQ photo shoot with our favorite perv, Terry Richardson. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes video where you can see the all the different outfits that she wears. And they interview her a little bit here, and we get to hear the beautiful Emily speak.
My biggest misconception about the opposite sex was they were very different from the female sex, but they're not.
They're very different from the female
oh,
sex,
very, very,
wrong
very
about that. Here's a guy named Mike Duran. He works for SwellMagnet.com. He has a GoPro camera on his head. He is paddleboarding, and he's local. He's down in Manhattan Beach, and a great white shark comes right up to him and right under his paddleboard, swimming all around him. Now, a paddleboard, you're not in a boat, okay?
No.
There's nothing to stop that great white shark from eating you and your silly little paddleboard, but he narrates as the shark comes near.
Oh, my God, right under the board. Oh, my God, look at that. I'm shaking like a leaf. Holy
I mean, I don't know that I can stand there and narrate while a great white shark is 4 inches away from me, but he did a pretty good job. Here's a guy. This is called Gold Digger Prank. He's interviewing women on the beach. Very, very attractive women. This first one will play for you. He's trying to get her to go out with him, and she says no. And then he casually walks over to his Lamborghini that is parked there, and all of a sudden, she changes her mind about whether she wants to go out with him or not. And here's how that goes.
No, let's go out to dinner.
I usually go out to dinner with people.
Oh, yeah? Who you go to dinner? By yourself?
Sometimes.
I don't usually ask twice, but you sure you don't want to go out with me?
Your car?
Yeah, it's my car. Why?
Well, I might be able to go out to dinner with you.
Oh, now you want to. Too bad. I don't like gold diggers.
Oh! No, you did not! Here's a guy that is fed up, and there are a lot of comic book geeks who think that Aquaman is getting the short shrift. Everybody's getting a superhero movie, but where's the love for Aquaman? So he decides to make his own, and here's his official fake trailer for the Aquaman movie.
Guys, there's something I need to tell you. I think I might be a superhero.
I can only talk to sea animals. So
basically, it's Eddie Murphy and Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, or like Captain Planet with the heart ring.
Yeah, his friends are not impressed that he can talk to fish.
Yeah.
maybe that's why a movie hasn't been made of Aquaman. Our friends from Bad Lip Reading are back. You guys know what a great job they do. You can't believe these people aren't saying the things that you're watching them say in the video because they match them up so well. And what they've done is they've taken scenes from Game of Thrones and they've turned it into an actual trailer for something called Medieval Land Funtime World. It's very funny.
I've got 7 days to get this place ready. And if I don't make it work, I'm right back to the finger painting college.
My junk is numb! I bit my tongue!
Someone get the Filipino employee back on that horse!
I want to see that movie!
It's crazy how they make it look like that's exactly what they're saying.
It sure is. Honest Trailers is back, one of their best ever. They've decided to tackle The Walking Dead. These are the people who basically they make trailers where they're realistic. They kind of tear any project apart that we already love, and they make us feel silly for liking it.
Featuring Rick, the leader, who stands by his decisions until he doesn't.
I won't leave again. I have to go.
Your place is here.
This isn't a democracy.
We vote.
We don't kill the living.
Meet his best friend Shane, who left him for dead, slept with his wife, and tried to kill him twice. You know, typical best friend stuff.
It's very funny. I wish we had time to play more. You got to check that one out. We're doing a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup here on a Friday morning on K-Rock. Mike Realm, who's the best video remixer on the internet, has done, just in time for Halloween and the new Chucky movie that's getting ready to come out, he has done a Chucky mega mix from all the films.
It's awesome.
Really, really good. Bruce Willis was the host on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and they did a sketch where all the guys are sitting around watching football, and then when the ladies go out for the evening thinking they're leaving the men behind to just watch sports, the men break out into song themselves, and they have what they call a boy dance party.
Here's some info that may come as a surprise. Sometimes we like to dance with just us guys.
Boy dance. It's a boy dance party.
honestly say I've never seen guys turn off a football game and have a boy dance party, but maybe it happens.
But Bruce Willis is the guy to pull it off, right?
Yeah, very funny. And finally, someone has remixed the now famous Kanye West and Jimmy Kimmel interview talking about the paparazzi. What they did is they did the regular mix on Kanye's part, and then they actually made Jimmy start singing. It's pretty cool how they did this, and they put together a pretty catchy song just called Paparazzi.
You know what? It's not safe for you. Let's have respect for each other, because you wouldn't pursue paparazzi. Paparazzi.
You know, Ye and I used to be rivals, but we put all our differences aside. Now we travel the world smashing cameras of assholes for the good of celebrity kind, yeah.
We've heard Jimmy sing. That's not him.
That's definitely not what he sounds like. Those are some of the videos you can see, plus much, much more, including Will Ferrell marching with the USC marching band. That's up there. And a great video of slow motion bouncing boobs. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, you can find the whole batch at KevinAmin.com or KRock.com. It's a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bane, Internet Roundup.
106.7 KRock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
And we go live now to Long Beach on the Queen Mary. Ralph Garman is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. We are down here at the Queen Mary in Long Beach for the K-Rock Bloody Mary Blood Drive. And we've got a huge crowd here ready. Make some noise, gang.
Wow.
Those are the folks who haven't passed out. So that's great to hear from
that's
them.
That's more people than are listening on the radio, Ralph.
Yeah, really. It's a great crowd. And people are very eager to give away. Not to give away, to give away their blood, yeah, to donate their blood, but we are giving away some prizes for folks who are coming down here. So if you want tickets to concerts or pins and all kinds of fun stuff we got here. So come on down to the Queen Mary in Long Beach and give some blood. Save a life, why don't you? Speaking of blood, you wondering what the Sci-Fi Network has up next after Sharknado? Well, they have announced their next horror movie will be premiering Saturday, November the 9th. It's about a brother and sister who are searching for a city of gold in an underwater cave, and they disturb a colony of ocean vampires. Blood-sucking amphibious predators. Sea vampires who can live on the land or the water.
Sea vampires.
Yes.
That could happen.
That's what you get when you're looking for gold in a cave. The film will star Jonathan Lipnicki. Remember him?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Who is
from
he?
From Jerry Maguire.
Oh, the human head
from
kid?
Jerry Maguire. Yeah. Yeah, the human head weighs 8 pounds. He will play the brother. Cassie Scirbo will play the sister, and it'll be debuting on Sci-Fi Network on November the 9th. So circle your calendars. See vampires. Here's some follow-up to some stories we were covering earlier this week. The House stenographer who went bat-ass crazy on the floor of the Senate just after they voted to put the government back into operation again. She got up in front of everyone and started going on a rant about how they were mocking God and he would not be mocked, and that the Constitution was drafted by Freemasons who didn't believe in God, and you can't serve two masters, and Jesus was going to smite them, and she had to be physically dragged out of the hall by security.
In her defense, she was making some pretty good points, though, Ralph.
She was, absolutely. Well, now we know why she did that. She sent an email to Fox News and said, a simple explanation for the past 2.5 weeks, she said, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up in the middle of the night and told me to deliver the message in the House chamber.
Oh.
So she's got a good reason.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit is keeping her awake at night. Maybe now she'll get some sleep. Following up on the story, too, about Michael Bay, director of Transformers 4. He was physically assaulted while filming in Hong Kong yesterday.
Was it Megan Fox?
It wasn't. Hmm. It was not an actor or a member of the crew, which surprised me. But there were two brothers who demanded $12,900 from him. When he refused to pay, they beat him up, along with three police officers.
What?
Now we know more about the story. Apparently the brothers were trying to shake him down because their businesses had been closed by the filming. Apparently because the way the filming was taking place, it was keeping customers from reaching their stores, so they wanted to be paid for their lost wages.
That sounds fair, by the way.
It
that
does
sounds reasonable.
Fair to me. They shouldn't be.
You think they were making $12,900?
Depending on what they were selling. If they were pimps and they're selling hookers, then maybe. Maybe they were making that kind of money. Apparently, they have been arrested on blackmail and assault charges, but now we know why. Also, the Fast and the Furious franchise is a huge hit, so there's no surprise that Mattel has announced their next movie, Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels, the movie. Hot Wheels, the movie.
I heard you.
I don't think you heard me. Hot Wheels, the movie.
Heard you. Now, Ralph, were you a toy collector growing up? Or was Hot Wheels a thing that you were into?
When I was a kid, Hot Wheels were the bomb.
Were they the bomb diggity or just the bomb?
They were the bomb diggity. I had an enormous amount of Hot Wheels. I would I'd put them in my butt, anything. I loved Hot Wheels.
What?
No, what? Did I say anything out loud? And now we know why Charlie Hunnam may have backed out of the 50 Shades of Grey movie. He was supposed to play the lead, of course, in that film. Well, it turns out that besides being a talented actor, Charlie fancies himself a bit of a screenwriter as well. And so he had a lot of suggestions for the creative team about how the film should be changed. That created some serious tension between the two, and apparently Charlie got more and more dissatisfied with things and then eventually dropped out of the movie. So we knew it was more than just his scheduling. We knew there had to be something going on there. Apparently that's it. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Your boy Zac Efron is celebrating a birthday today, Bean. Did you get him anything?
You know, I didn't. But he sure gave us something with his recent nude stills from his upcoming movie.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Gee, how did I miss that and you didn't, Bean?
I like to stay current.
On your gay boyfriend?
Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf is 22 years old today. Frida Pinto is 29. If I'm not mistaken, I think she is still going out with Dev Patel, her co-star from Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, I like them.
I think you're right. And do check out the new Bruno Mars music video in which she stars playing a stripper, too. She still does good work.
Neo is 34. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 53. Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. She was Marianne on that show. I was always a ginger man myself, but I think Ginger's dead.
Gingers have no souls. I know that.
Dawn Wells is 75. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Well, we fell in love with Chloe Grace Moretz all over again earlier this year in Kick-Ass 2, and now she is back to terrify us in a new film opening everywhere today called Carrie, and she's not on the phone. I don't know why. Is she on the phone?
Yeah.
She is on the phone.
Yeah.
Chloe, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, we're doing fine. Thank you very much. First of all, I want to say we're having a big Kevin and Bean party tonight in Long Beach, and your movie is picking up the tab for that, so we want to thank you for buying us all drinks. That was awfully cool of you.
Perfect. You're welcome. Thanks, Tony.
And second of all, I was intrigued to see in all the press that you've been doing lately to promote this movie coming out today that you have confessed that you saw the original Carrie movie when you were 13 years old. Why were your parents so bad?
Yeah. I saw it with my mom. So, yeah, right?
Really? Who picked it? You or your mom?
Well, we had watched Rosemary's Baby the day before.
What kind
wow,
of
it just
crazy.
Gets worse and worse.
They picked the right girl.
It's not that bad.
No.
I mean, think about it this way. 2 years prior, I was playing Hit Girl.
Oh, all right. Well, that's true. I guess okay. You had grown up a little faster than most 13-year-olds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. What about your new film opening up today? Would you advise 13-year-old girls to go see it?
You know, I think it's up to parents. But, you know, what I find interesting about this project is that it does kind of withstand each era of life. I mean, I think that, you know, my mom, who was born in the 70s and grew up with Carrie, is going to love it just as much as the girls of 13, 14, 15-year-old, you know, girls today. I definitely think that it is a project you can go see with your family because it's fun.
Is it? It's fun. Was it a little daunting? Yeah. Was it a little daunting to take on a project like that that has such history?
I mean, it was daunting to take on a Stephen King novel, to be honest. Like, that's what I found terrifying, was trying to pay full homage to Stephen King, you know?
Yeah, you know, he had that big miniseries over the summer with Under the Dome, and he was on set quite a bit and giving input. Was that the case with your film as well?
I mean, for us, you know, it's a movie, it's a bit different. And also, with movies, you do take a little bit of artistic liberty. So I feel like he didn't want to get affiliated right off the bat, but I don't know if he's seen it, and I want to see what he thinks of it.
Oh, wow. That would be something. This is the voice of actress Chloe Grace Moretz here on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about her film Carrie, which we've been looking forward to for a long time, which opens up everywhere. You've done so many movies and so many TV shows, yet it still seems like you're doing projects that are completely different experiences for you. Like, you did a lot of things on this one you've never done before, like spend every night for weeks covered in blood.
Yeah, totally. No, exactly. Like spending a month and a half in blood every single night. So, yeah, it was interesting. It was exciting, you know. Doing this project was was nuanced for me. It was something that I've never tried before, and I went to places as an actor that I didn't even know were there.
Did you lose your voice at any point? Because, man, do you scream.
Oh, yeah. And I already have a deep voice, so for me, like, it doesn't take a lot to lose my voice. So it was every single night I would just be going home with no voice.
Our friend Judy Greer is in the film. The incredible actress Julianne Moore plays your mom in the movie. Did you know her before, Chloe?
Which one, Judy or Julie?
Julianne. I was just wondering, I mean, working with her so closely, what a dream for an actress. Totally. But I wondered if you guys already knew each other as well.
No, actually, we had never met each other. But I feel like we've known each other for years for some reason, you know, because she's such a cool girl. I mean, she's such a cool woman. She is a mentor to me and basically a mom, and I really look up to her.
I think the clip that we have from the movie, and yes, we're trying to bring back movie clips on the radio, Chloe, is Julianne playing your mom, Margaret White. She is not exactly crazy about her little girl growing up and turning into a young woman. And when things go bad, she sends you to the closet. Let's see how that goes.
No! 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 Get off me!
You pray, little girl. Pray for forgiveness.
Ah, let me go! Let me out! God, you suck!
Good times.
Wow.
Lighthearted.
Well, like I said, the movie's one we've been looking forward to for such a long time, and it is finally here. We were so psyched to hear that you were going to be playing this role because you are just such a terrific actress, Chloe. We always are happy to see you in a movie, and we just can't wait to check it out.
Oh. No, well, I mean, I hope you guys like it, and, you know, thank you.
No problem. Absolutely. Always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate the time. Speaking of the movie Carrie, I mentioned that they were the sponsor for our Kevin and Bean Singles Party tonight, which is our first singles party for 2013. It's the Kevin and Bean Scary Carrie Prom. It does have a prom theme. It's going to be tonight on the Queen Mary. This is your final chance to win passes to join us at the party tonight. So if you are single and are available tonight, you can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. What are we looking for this time around, Kevin?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sell yourself in 15 seconds.
We are looking for you to tell us what it is that people will be happy to know about you. Like, why are you a great catch? Why are you a person who's going to make the party better? What's the best quality about you? Why are you a keeper for somebody else at the party? You're going to have 15 seconds to do it. And it's not just going to be us who is going to be making the decision. I mean, you know, we can weigh in if we want. But we're going to bring back in our friend Splashy the Dating Dolphin, who made his premiere appearance on the Kevin Beach show yesterday. Splashy, Kevin, you're not going
to... I'm surprised to hear that Splashy is back.
I am too, a little bit.
To be honest.
Splashy, it turns out, Kevin, has tremendous empathy with people.
Instincts.
Yeah, he totally knows, like, who's in and who's out. So he's going to make the decision. So it's not on us. You're going to have to get past Splashy, though. So give us a call if you're singing and want to join us tonight. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls along with Splashy the Dating Dolphin right after this on the Kevin Beach Show. Guys, what if professional comedian Whitney Cummings is driving to K-Rock right now and she's listening to us talk to a dolphin? What if that happens?
Very lucky woman if that's the case.
What if she turns around and just leaves because of Splashy, though? That's my fear.
She's going to want to meet Splashy. She won't leave.
It's hard to blame her.
Kevin and Bean's singles party is going to be tonight, brought to us by Carrie, of course, the awesome car movie that opens up everywhere today. Hi, Splashy. Good to see
you
again.
Here's a fish.
Now, Splashy... Splashy is going to help us get some people into the party here at 1-800-520-1067.
I already hate Splashy.
You know what? Screw you. I'd rather work with Splashy than you.
You have 15 seconds to sell yourself as you call to talk to Splashy, the dating dolphin.
He's a dolphin that knows love, and he will know if you're a dolphin. So don't be bad when you talk to Splashy, the dating dolphin. He will know if you're good or bad, so make sure that you're really right. And now it's time to talk to Splashy, the dating dolphin. Splashy, the dating dolphin. Splashy, the dating dolphin.
Come All right. on, how fun is that?
Elias gets us going. He's on line one. Again, 15 seconds. What's going to sell you to members of the opposite sex at the party tonight? Elias, 15 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
Yeah, what's up? I'm actually in the Peace Corps in, like, 3 months, and I've never been to a singles party, and I've always wanted to go, and, like, I guess I figure, like, this is, like, my last chance to, like, just try and, like, enjoy that before I end up leaving for like.
Splashy's long already time. Said yes. Yep. Splashy loves guys in the Peace Corps. Congratulations.
Splashy was also in the Peace Corps. That's why.
We'll see you tonight. Bring a single male friend. We're trying to keep the numbers even. Let's go back and forth. Let's get a lady on the phone. How about Claudia? She's on line six, and she's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Claudia.
Hey, hello.
Go.
Good morning. Hi. I have a BBE that stands for Best Boobs Ever. I love to dance it up, and I'm an ethical slut, which means I'll kiss a lot of boys, so I can guarantee one lucky boy tonight to a hot girl. Hot.
Splashy is also a slut, so Splashy is very excited to meet you tonight. By the way, Ralph, are you able to bring Splashy? I mean, we're on a boat. It seems like we should have room for Splashy at the party.
Splashy was here with me last night down here at the Queen Mary.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was hanging around outside my window, kept me up all night long.
All right. All right, so Claudia is in. Kevin, you haven't lost faith in this bit yet,
no,
have you?
No, I love it.
Okay, let's go to Alex. He's our next dude. He's up next. He's on line three.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
You have 15 seconds. Go.
Okay, my name is Alex. I'm 24. I work in a medical office. I'm saving up money to be a police officer. I love outdoor sports. Look at every morning.
Look at that. Splashy already says yes. Well done, sir.
Seems like Splashy let people finish talking yesterday for some reason.
A little bit more.
Yep. Splashy's a little ruder today than he was yesterday.
We don't have time. Yeah, Splashy is in a hurry for some reason.
All right, boy.
I know, Splashy. Hang on, we'll get to you. All right, let's go to Veronica. We're doing boy, girl, boy, girl. So she's up next. She's on line seven. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
You have 15 seconds. Go.
Great. Well, my name's Monica. I'm 32. I'm a wonderful barber. I love to laugh. And I've actually tried alcohol in my life, and they love it. I'm a unicorn, apparently. I'm a giver, and I will always have the sandwich ready. And that's it.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
What's happening here?
Now I'm confused, Splashy. What do you mean to say yes or no?
Yeah. The buzzer's the end of the timer. The explosion is the no. Remember the bit yesterday?
Bean? Okay, but Bean? I also... Okay. All right, so apparently Claudia is in then.
Yes.
Okay, congratulations. Thank you for calling.
Buzzer just means 15 seconds is up.
I like that I'm asking Splashy questions and Beer Mug is answering while he tries to find the button.
Well, who
like
do you expect to answer?
I thought Splashy might answer.
I think
dolphins
we
don't talk.
To Veronica, by the way.
All right, let's go to Armando. He's up next. He's on line five. Mercifully, we only have time for two more calls. Armando will be our second to last. Hi, Armando.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Issa May.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
My name is Armando. I have an average-sized penis. I have a decent credit. I'm 23. Mexican. I don't live with my parents no more, and I have my own business. So, and I'm pretty fun. I like to dance too.
Yeah,
he doesn't live with his parents anymore, and he's Hispanic.
That is very rare. That's very rare. You might be the unicorn, my friend. All right, Armando, thank you. And Splashy, you're going to be very excited. I think we've saved the best for last. On line eight is Sherry, and in her 15 seconds, I hope Sherry will tell us what she does for a living.
Yay! So, Sash, you like this. I used to train dolphins for the Navy. You know that you're a person.
Splashy has a hiccup.
Or a hard-on. All right, Sherry, we'll see. Okay, thank you, Splashy.
That's not annoying. I hope someone's alarm just went off.
This has been Splashy the Dating Dolphin. Thanks for playing. Splashy the Dating Dolphin. Thanks a lot for tuning in on a Friday morning. One of the things we look forward to the most is catching up with our friend Cousin Sal. Of course, he writes about football for Grantland.com. You can follow him on Twitter at TheCousinSal. And he works on his real-life cousin, Jimmy Kimmel's Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. Hey, Sal, welcome to the program, my friend.
What's happening, fellas?
Well, I've got an NFL etiquette question before we talk about the games for this week. I want to know if what I did last night was acceptable. I watched my Seahawks, of course, beat up on Kevin's Arizona Cardinals.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And when it became a three-possession game, when they were up, I think it was 34-16, 9 minutes left, I felt safe that there was no way Arizona could come back and win, so I switched off the game and went and watched Parenthood. Is that okay, or does that make me a bad fan?
No, I think that's okay, especially with these Thursday night games. You're not going to see anything miraculous happen in any of these.
You do have to take for granted the team that supposedly might come back.
That's true.
Factor them in, and then you can walk away.
Yeah. I mean, look, I felt weird because, you know, like everybody, you want to watch every minute of your favorite team play, but it was a busy TV night. I had other stuff I wanted to see and do, and I thought with 9 minutes left, I felt like it was a lock. It was a guarantee, so I'm glad I didn't violate any kind of rules.
No, that's a solid prediction on your part. I would go with it every week.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Sal is here to take a look at a couple of games for the weekend. You're picking three every week as you do. You were 2-1-0 last week. Good week for you, particularly picking the Chargers over Indianapolis. I think we gave you a bunch of guff about that, and you ended up being right.
Yeah, you did. Kevin said I was nuts.
And I then, mocked you, yeah.
And then spoke to a dolphin for 8 minutes. Who's nuts here?
That is a good point. All right, yep. let's go back to San Diego for your picks for this week. They are playing the woeful Jacksonville Jaguars. Tell me about that one.
Well, I'm looking at this game, and am I taking the putrid Jaguars? Yes. Yes, I am. And I was very proud of them last week. They didn't lay down against the Broncos. Now they have the Chargers in what's called a hangover game. The hangover game we just discussed, they pulled the upset against the Colts. And now, look, they don't care. They're not going to get up for this. They're off on a short week, the Chargers. How do you get up for a Jacksonville game? I'm picking the Jags to break the schneid? No, I won't do it. But they will cover the spread. They lose 20-16. Take the 8 points.
All right, next we've got Philadelphia, who has had a little bit of an up-and-down season against your beloved Dallas Cowboys. Now, where's this game, Sal?
Well, this game, it's in Philly, and I hate picking games involving my Cowboys, but it's actually one of the few things I'm good at. I've picked them right all six times, whether I'm picking for them or against them. I'm 6-0 picking Cowboys games this season. I don't think either of these teams has a chance of doing anything in January, but one of them has to win this cruddy division. Dallas isn't ready for this. They have their top pass rusher, DeMarcus Ware, out. Star running back, DeMarco Murray, is banged up. Moral of the story, don't draft guys whose names start off with DeMarc. Too much drama. But Philly's won a couple in a row. They're on a bit of a roll. I think they score a lot on Sunday. They hold off my boys 30-24. Give the 2.5 points.
What are they going to do with Michael Vick, Sal?
I don't know if it really matters. This guy, Nick Foles, is a better decision-making quarterback. And you don't cringe every time he runs, laterally to the sideline. So, whatever. Let him cook his dogs and eat them. No one cares anymore.
All right, let's talk about the Denver Broncos. This, of course, has the human drama, this game, as Peyton Manning returns to Indianapolis. Let me start by asking you, is Denver ever going to lose a game?
I will let you know when they're going to lose, and it's not going to be this week. Right. I don't think they will. In 3 weeks, they match up against the Chiefs, and it's looking like both teams should be 9-0. That'll be a fun game. But right now, this week, Peyton Manning has been zoned in on this game for the last 19 months. He wants to prove once and for all to the Colts management that refusing to pay a 37-year-old man with 4 neck surgeries, $28 million to play quarterback for the team, was a stupid, stupid business. You just don't do it. And I think the Broncos have been laying low a little in the gambler's eyes. They had a close one against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, went through the motions against the Jags. They will trounce the Colts in Indianapolis this Sunday night. Give the 7 points. Give 14 if you want. 41-23 Denver over Indianapolis.
Wow. How do you feel about the way Peyton has been handling everybody trying to get him into some sort of a controversy with Robert Irsay and everything like that? You think he's handling it right?
You know, I think it's interesting because this could all be a setup. There's going to be an emotional party for him right before the game they set it up. You know, it's like a fox, they're throwing him a party. And if the Broncos take the ball first, it's going to be interesting. Tears are still going to be welling down his face as he tries to find Wes Welker on the sideline. I think this is the most blown out of proportion story yet. What did the owner say? All he said was, I'm disappointed in Peyton Manning that we didn't win more Super Bowl. But I'm not even a fan of the Colts, and I'm disappointed that they didn't win more.
The people in Indiana seem nice, too. I mean, they're going to give him a hero's welcome before that game starts. They're not the type of fans who are going to boo the guy for leaving, right?
Absolutely. No, yeah, he gets the full curtain call.
All right, Jacksonville +8 over San Diego. Cousin Sal says Philly -2.5 over Dallas and Denver -7 over Indianapolis. Those are the picks. You can read much, much more at Grantland.com. Follow Sal on Twitter at TheCousinSal and look for him weeknights at 11:35 on ABC with his real-life cousin Jimmy Kimmel. Have a great weekend, Sal. We'll do it again next Friday.
All right, you too, fellas. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:50.
K-Rock's Bloody Mary Blood Drive is happening until 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can go down there now in the next few minutes if you want to meet Ralph Garman and win some great K-Rock prizes just for doing the right thing, and that's donating blood. Ralph, I can't believe how many great concert tickets you are giving the kids down there.
Yeah, it's amazing the stuff we're giving away. Of course, people were here early this morning. Big crowd here this morning, by the way. Thanks so much for coming out, guys. We appreciate it. Some of the tickets are gone. Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. You bleeding bastards, you. So some of the tickets are already gone. The Paramore tickets are gone. Jack Johnson tickets are gone. I think Nine Inch Nails are gone. Deftones are gone, I think. But we still have tickets for New Found Glory, Atlas Genius, Flaming Lips, AFI, Tiger Army, Walk the Moon, Passion Pit, Pepper, a lot of tickets still available.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Hey, Dave.
Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Well, you come down to the Queen Mary here in Long Beach, and you give some blood, and on your way out, we'll give you a pair of tickets.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like, Queen where Mary. Is there...
Queen Mary, you come in and you give blood, and then...
can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because...
No, just come down here to Queen Mary Law.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
The Queen Mary is itself a hotel, Dave. You can just get a room here at the Queen Mary.
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert? Do you know?
Well, it's not a festival as much as it is a blood drive.
It's an easy walk.
It's a ways away from Palm Desert, but maybe you shouldn't give blood, Dave, because. Because your blood alcohol level is probably about
9.4. That's a great question you should ask the people running the Cedars-Sinai folks who are running the blood drive. You can't be drunk and give blood, right?
Well, then we're in trouble because most of the people
look
loaded.
I was wondering, like a lot of people are giving blood this morning that will never be used.
And when does the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
No, it'll be over at 3, Dave. So you want to get down here this morning would be a good idea. Of course, it's brought to you by Carrie, too. The whole event is brought to you by the movie Carrie, which comes out today. And I want to thank the people who brought me a Carrie gift basket.
What's
which
that?
Is very cool.
What's in
it's
that?
It's just a little gift basket. You know, it has to do with the movie. There's like a dress pattern in there and a sewing kit because she makes her own clothes.
Okay.
And there's about 8 pints of fake blood
that
I can pour over myself later at the prom tonight. There's Bloody Mary mix. There's pork jerky.
Pork jerky.
Pork jerky.
Bean? Nope.
Would you like some, Bean? I'll bring it back for
nope.
you, Bean.
No, I would not.
You know, you like to eat the pigs, don't you?
Nope. Bean had pigs, and it makes him very upset. Splashy wants some.
Why is Splashy back in the bit?
Splashy very excited about the pork jerky, apparently.
Apparently so. Well, you know, dolphins love to eat pork.
Sure. Everybody knows that.
Except for the Jewish dolphins. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Yoko Ono in the news, believe it or not. She is having a problem.
She's still alive?
She's still alive, and she is suing the board of a small apartment building in the West Village of Manhattan because she said the board members there are preventing her from selling her penthouse apartment, which has been empty for years. It's worth $6.6 million.
Why are they keeping her from selling it?
Well, she says they're sabotaging it, her deals to sell it because they don't like her.
Now, wait. She's not selling her apartment in the Dakota. That's not
no,
what she's selling.
This is a different building.
Something else.
Apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess all you need is love and $6.6 million is really what John Lennon's message always was. She claims she can't unload the apartment because the board keeps stepping in and screwing up the deal. I say the only way she can teach them a lesson is to live in the apartment and just sing night
That's
and day.
That's true.
See how quickly they let her sell that place and she just sings night and day in her apartment.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guests are a legendary band whose lineup has changed over the years, but whose namesake has remained at the helm. And their new album, right here, is entitled Take Me to the Land of Hell. Oh, my goodness, what a trip that would be. Please welcome performing tonight with the Flaming Lips, Yoko Ono Plastic Ono Band.
This is going to be terrible, isn't it? I think by now they'd step in and help her sell it?
I think they would, yeah.
Right. This is real.
Trying to offload that apartment.
Glad to be able to, glad to be able to play Halloween Spooks for you again.
She should work with the Armenian comedian.
She shouldn't work.
Those two together, think of it.
I asked Beer Mug for a clip of Yoko Ono singing.
Yep.
He played me an entire episode of the David Letterman show.
That happened.
What's happening?
That happened.
The house stenographer that went nuts Wednesday night on the floor of the Senate explained her outburst in an email this week. Those of you who missed the story, she went on C-SPAN. She was seen screaming at the Senate, saying that they were godless and they had forsaken God and mocking him and he wouldn't have it. And this has never been one country under God because Freemasons wrote the Constitution. And she really went on a tear. Well, here's her explanation in an email to Fox News, who claimed that she was being discriminated against because of her religious views. For the past 2.5 weeks, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up in the middle of the night and preparing me to deliver a message in the House chamber, and that's what I did last night. So that's why she did it, because she was being woken up by the Holy Spirit. Some people say she's crazy. Fox News has made her an anchorwoman. So, go figure. And Snoop Dogg has changed his name again. Of course, he changed his name to Snoop Lion when he became a reggae performer. Now he's going to do a funk album, so he's changed his name to Snoopzilla. What's wrong with Snoop?
I don't know. He's going through an identity crisis awfully late in his career.
Anybody who says smoking too much pot doesn't cause brain damage may want to reevaluate their position. Owen Wilson, he has knocked up his personal trainer, Carolyn Lindquist. He has announced to friends, according to Star Magazine, that he has no intention of having a relationship with her. However, he will take care of the child. And by take care of, I mean write checks for. However, Carolyn believes that they could be madly in love, and she thinks by having his baby, they can build a perfect life together.
That always works.
It does. If a man is hesitant to continue a relationship with you, ladies, just get pregnant with his child. It always works.
Long term, too.
Yeah. Oh, no. The best marriages, really, are based around trust and entrapment. And Lady Gaga is going to be working with the Muppets this Thanksgiving. They're doing a Muppet Thanksgiving special, and Gaga has signed on to do a duet with Kermit the Frog. They're going to sing together, and then she's going to skin him and wear him. So I'm looking forward to that. Also on the show will be Sir Elton John, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, RuPaul, and Kristen Bell. Wow. Sounds like Mad Libs. Give me the names of four random celebrities.
Not Yoko Ono.
I don't think... Yoko has made the list. No, I don't think so. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Bean's boyfriend Zac Efron celebrates his 26th birthday today. Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf is 22 years old. Frida Pinto from Slumdog Millionaire. She's 29 years old. She hasn't been working a whole lot. What's she been in lately, Bean?
I mentioned she was in that the Bruno Mars music video that's out now.
Right.
But in terms of movies and TV, you're right. I have not seen much of her lately.
Her boyfriend and co-star from that film, Dev Patel, of course, is on the newsroom. Neo is 34 years old. Jean-Claude Van Damme, the muscles from Brussels, is 53. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne on the old Gilligan's Island sitcom, she is 75 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wouldn't you guys agree that as of about a year and a half ago, Whitney Cummings became the best Whitney in the world? I think so.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Definitely the most Googled.
Absolutely.
After that other one got out of my way.
This is a long-time mission of the Kevin Abid Show, is to get Miss Cummings on the program. So let's welcome her to the Kevin Abid Show.
Thanks, guys.
Here.
Thank you.
Sold out this weekend, so I'll only bring it up because it makes you feel bad because you can't go at Flappers in Burbank. Those tickets are gone, gone, gone. However, you do have a couple of other opportunities to see Whitney on stage in the next couple of weeks, including October 23rd at the Ontario Improv. Tickets are on sale, ontario.improv.com. And then you're playing where in Brea on the 30th?
The Brea Improv on
Brea
the 30th.
Improv.
And
fantastic.
I'm sure people will overdose and not make it to Flappers, so come out anyway. I'm sure we can find some tickets for you.
So now that I've told you for reals that we've been trying to get you on the show for like 3 years, now I have to remember all the questions I've always wanted to ask you. I think the first one was, I don't remember what it was the first time I saw you on TV, but I was captivated by how unbelievably hot you are for a comedian.
Jesus, thank you.
For a comedian.
For a comedian. Now it's an insult.
Is that
a backhanded? No. Here's how I mean it.
You're pretty attractive for a talk show host, too.
Usually women who are as pretty as you are don't need to develop comedy and personality skills. That was my only point is.
Right. Well, if you had parents who neglected you as much as I did, you would never have known you were pretty. We were too poor to have mirrors.
tell me about, I don't know very much about your early years. Like, I'm I'm always fascinated by how somebody makes the decision, and usually it's a bad decision, a wrong decision, to go into a life of show business, particularly comedy. How did you end up in it?
Well, yeah, I probably would have been a stripper, but my boobs aren't big enough, and I like to get
I know a guy.
I know. Because it's all, I'm not going to come get my work done in Portland.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, that's the thing. I feel like it's like when you have a childhood where, you know, your dad doesn't give you much attention, you either become a stripper or a comedian, and I'm just not flexible enough to be a stripper. I'm afraid of heights. You know, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I get this question a lot, and I've never come up with a great answer, but I think it kind of chooses you, you know? It's like, it's the kind of person who wants to be on stage in front of a bunch of drunk strangers and try to make them happy.
But isn't it brutal for the first however many years?
It never stops being brutal.
It never stops?
No, because you're always, I mean, in terms of, I mean, getting more stage time and, you know, finally being able to make money and stuff. In the beginning, I mean, I was doing five spots a night, doing like bowling alleys and Lucky Strike on Highland.
That's rough.
And I mean, you know, but when you really want to do this, those times are fun too. I mean, I think the most fun I've ever had as a comedian when I was like bombing and broke and, you know, because then as I got more successful, all of a sudden there was all this pressure and like, there's blogs and Twitter at replies. And I was like, God, it was so much more fun when no one had any idea who I was, and I was just like in a bowling alley, which was, you know, those were the fun times, you know, because it was like, I remember I used to do such crappy gigs, and
you really did a bowling alley?
Oh,
because
Lucky Strike on Highland.
There's just no one wants to see comedy when they're bowling.
I totally agree with you, but I have this theory that's what made me good at being a comedian, because you have to, your timing gets good, because you have to say your joke really fast before the ball hits the pit. And, you know, we all would have to kind of like, you know, really be on our toes, and I mean, God, Miyagi's on Sunset used to have a room, which was like, you know, used to stand up with a bridge between you and the audience, and like a rambling creek. I mean, it's like, that's how you get good, you know. Wow. That's when it gets really challenging, and so I miss those times.
What were you like in high school?
In high school, I was very serious and I was very intense. You know, a lot of comedians, you get so many comedians in here, I think they come in here and be funny, but a lot of comedians are really serious when we're not, you know, being
funny.
You
were a serious kid?
I was super serious kid.
You didn't make your friends laugh?
Never. Really? I was like writing, like, I thought I was going to be like the next Ayn Rand. I was like writing all these like serious books. I remember I had a typewriter that I stole from my aunt. I was like typing out my manifesto. Like, I was so serious, you know? I was like obsessed with justice and was like, you know, that kid who was always like, why would you do that? And why
is this annoying?
And I know, and my dad's like, just please, no wonder my dad ignored me so much.
You could talk.
I know, exactly.
You were obviously super smart. I mean, that's one of the things you can tell when you watch you do stand-up now, is obviously a very smart person. Were you popular in high school?
I was super popular until I was like 13. Like, I was like the queen of the school when I was like, because I was this tall. I was like 5'10 when I was like 7.
Wow.
So I was like,
you're
a
goddess.
I know, right, exactly. And pedophile's dream. And I look like I'm 20 when I'm really 13. And then I got, like, you know, my sister and I, we kind of got a little crazy, and I got sent to live in Roanoke, Virginia for a couple years, which is
really?
Like, yeah, I don't know if you've heard of Roanoke. But I went to a Catholic school for like 3 years. I had like nose rings and my hair was blue and shaved in the back, and, you know, they kind of straightened me out. And then from then on, you know.
So your parents pretty much gave up on you.
They just threw in the towel. I mean, they literally dropped me off in Virginia at my aunt's house and were like, good luck with that. Like a chia pet. Like, just water her like once a week. I'm sure she'll be fine. So I think that, yeah, I think that that helped a lot too. Being tall and having this last name makes you funny, because people start coming at you at such a young age, pun intended. Yeah. And you have to, I had to, you know, stand up for myself.
You either have to cry or turn it into a way of laughter.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. It. Now I do all the crying every morning when I wake up.
That was a surprise to me that when I first discovered you, Whitney, that you did not change your name. And maybe that's why. Maybe because you felt like that was your...
I didn't know that you could do that.
You didn't know you could change your name?
No, of course not. What? You mean Bean is not your name?
I know. Hard to believe, right?
But it's like, I didn't know. Like, I literally moved out here having no idea what I was doing. Like, I was doing that show Punked on MTV. Like, I was making $200 a week. I was too poor to, like, know how to change my name. Like, it just didn't
occur. Well, that would have cost you money you didn't have.
I know,
anyway.
Totally.
Right. But at some point, you had to realize that there was an intersection of your last name being Cummings
and your ability to change it.
It never
but
happened.
But then people knew who she was.
Oh, yeah, it also didn't occur to me because then my mom, like when I first moved out here, like parents, you know, they assume that as you move to L.A., you're famous, like you're an A-list movie star.
Oh, right.
So my mom would always be Googling me, being like, hey, so that Avatar movie came out, so are you in that one? She thinks I'm a movie star, so she starts Googling me all the time, and this is before I've done anything, so porn comes up, because my last name is Cumming. So
sure.
She thinks I'm doing porn, I'm like, Mom, look at her face. That's obviously not me. Yeah. Just look at the woman's face, and you'll know.
And she said, nobody looks at the faces in porn.
I know, exactly. She's not even doing it. I'm like, Mom, I just learned a lot about how you watch porn.
You certainly didn't want to know. We had, I'm drawing a blank here. Lisa, maybe you remember. Who did we just have in here? Funny person?
Mark Maron.
No, we just had, he was here yesterday, but we just had somebody a couple of weeks ago who also worked on Punk'd.
BJ Novak?
No. Who was it, Kevin? Do you remember somebody?
Steve Renazzisi!
Yes.
I love Steve. I'm the league now.
Steve's awesome. And he was telling us, and I was wondering if this was your experience too, especially when you move to Hollywood and you're trying to make it in show business, there are levels at which you get to and you go, well, this is it. This is it. I've made it now. And then you realize, you know, you could look back on it years later and go, wow, that was a crappy job or I was making no money. But at the time, you think, I have made it in show business. And you've had a lot of those kind of levels throughout your career where you go, you probably think this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah,
this is
right
it.
Now
this is
I'm having that moment.
Really?
Right on your show. Second? I'm like, this is it. Awesome.
You're going to look back on this and hate.
And be like, it's all downhill from here.
I mean, that's the weird thing about show business is you never know where it's going to go and you never know. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, especially as a comedian, there are often times where you go, well, I've peaked and I'm on the way down now.
Yeah.
And maybe that's when you get to Flappers in Burbank. I don't know. I'm speaking for you. But
Totally. You're exactly right. I mean, that's the thing is that I think it's tricky because when you're inside, I mean, comedians, from what my experience is we always think we're complete failures no matter what we're doing. So I have never had the idea of like I've peaked or, you know.
So your internal monologue is always you're failing, you're failing,
you're failing. This is a disaster. Really? Yeah. So it's like kind of, and I think that's how you stay maybe good in some ways, not that it's healthy. I mean, I'm not like totally insane. I know when things.
Are you a cutter?
You don't mind my asking. No, but I have started getting tattoos recently, and so I am probably bleeding all over your studio. I'm so
fantastic.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm a very I'm very extravagant with my cutting. I like to spend $400 per cut.
Have somebody else cut you.
I know exactly. I don't know. It's weird. I mean, it's a stand-up. You know, my goals are you know, you always just want to be good at stand-up. And you guys know more than
But you get to a point where you are good at it.
Yeah.
And you know it. Yeah. You've got you get
true.
The rewards and the acclaim.
And I know I'm good at stand-up, but like I was saying before, you know, how it's always kind of like you're an open micer. Because when you're done with an hour, like I'm working on this new hour special. When you're done with it, you got to start over again and build
and
a whole
still,
new hour.
And you still feel like you... Like you did before you came up with that first album?
Kind of, because you become a different person. So, like, you know, I'm going to tape this. This is why I'm doing this big tour, is I'm running this totally new material. I'm, like, a completely different person than I was 3 years ago when I did my last hour. Yeah. So much has changed. I, like, got my heart broken. Like, I lived with a guy. Like, I'm so different now. I can pay my bills, which is making me much happier as a person. And so this new hour is going to be totally different. And then in a year, when I write another hour, who knows where I'm going to be, you know? So it's like you're always kind
you're starting
of a novice.
Over every time.
Yeah, you're kind of always sort of starting over, even though I know how to do stand-up very well. You know?
This is the voice of Whitney Cummings here on The Kevin and Bean Show. She is doing, as she mentioned, a bunch of stand-up Southern California, including Burbank this weekend, sold out. But don't despair. You can see her on stage at the Ontario Improv on the 23rd. That's next Wednesday. And then at the Brea Improv a week later on the 30th. More with Whitney right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Whitney Cummings in studio with us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. You can see her at the Ontario Improv on Wednesday the 23rd, and then a week later at the Brea Improv. You are in the workout clothes today. Did you just
come
from another tattoo? What's going on with you?
I'm totally thrown in the towel. No, I'm going to work out after this because I got to keep these buns firm, girl.
Right.
Sure.
So I'm in exercise clothes. I'm so sorry. This
what's
is
your...
A-
No what's disrespect. Your what's your move in the gym? What are you good at?
I started spinning. Mm-hmm. I also call it spiraling because it is very emotionally intense. But spinning, it's like very intense and, you know, it's not great for your lady parts. So those
okay, good.
Those might need a little facelift in a couple years after this. But It's good. It's like the only thing that doesn't bore me to tears, workout-wise. Gotcha. And it's very emotional. Sometimes I cry in it. It's very embarrassing.
Wait, why do you cry when you're spinning?
Because they play this like really emotional music, and I go to this place called SoulCycle, and they say all this inspiring stuff. Ah. And I'm like,
They give you inspirational speeches and
I'm
stuff?
A shell of a person, so the tiniest thing. Because I think that's the most interesting thing is like the last couple of years I've broken down. I think everyone thinks that I'm like this tough, fat, like hard girl, but I'm really like... just a house of cards.
Do you cry when you watch TV commercials?
I cry. Yeah, that's really funny. I almost it's so funny you said that because I cried at the Captain Phillips trailer. And I was like, what is happening? This isn't good.
Nobody spoil it for Whitney. Hanks dies in the movie.
Isn't that like a comedy? Like I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of and that's a lot what I'm talking about in my stand-up these days. I'm just like very emotional and I'm processing a lot of things now.
Tell me this, Whitney, because it seems like you're kind of, I don't want to say recommitted to stand-up because you never, you know, lost your love for it, but you've been pretty busy the last few years. I mean, was it hard for you to be a media mogul for the last couple of years and not be able to do what you want to do, which is be on stage?
You're exactly right. I mean, stand-ups are meant to be stand-ups. Like, they should be sequestered from the world. They should be in filthy comedy clubs.
Right.
Preferably underground with their, you know, potatoes, like fried potato sticks or whatever. And like, what is it? What is potato skins? That's also what I'm having to eat on the road. That's where we belong, you know, and then all of a sudden people put us on television and put us in charge of other people.
I felt like you had too many jobs. I felt like it wasn't fair to everyone else trying to make a buck.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's, I think that, you know, I felt that like a little bit from comics, but I, not only did I hire so many comics, my writing staff was all comics, all the actors on the show. I had Chris D'Elia play my boyfriend. I don't know if you guys know Chris. He's great.
We do. He's very funny.
He's awesome. Disgusting, man. no, I love him so much. But I think a lot of comics started getting deals after that. So I think it was a good thing, you know, for everybody. Yeah. But yeah, I was not able to do stand up and I really missed it.
You miss it when you're not doing it?
I was sober for 3 years. I mean, it was like a disaster. You know, so I did. I missed being with all my filthy comedian friends at the Comedy Store and, you know.
Let me ask you this question. I don't know if I'm going to be able to phrase this properly, but I saw an interview that you did recently where you were talking about Louis C.K. And like everybody, he's a god, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
just a comedy guy. Is there a lot of comparing one's self to other comics, or is everybody so different that that's kind of a pointless exercise?
Yeah, I think comparing yourself to anyone is pointless. You know, it's like
you come out ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
In which case, it's worth it.
I like to compare myself to open micers all the time because I always do great in those duels. But
you
yeah.
kill against those people who have never done it before.
I think that, I mean, the thing is about Louis C.K. It's like he's in this other league and he's this comedy guy, but he's also been doing it for 25 years. You know,
right.
So
yeah.
It's like I can't compare myself to Louis. That's just masochism. You know, that's just like self abuse. You know, so. I'm not competitive with other comics, you know. I think people always think women comics are competitive with each other. I think there's enough for everybody. And trust me, like stand-up is one of the only businesses right now that's still really happening, you know. People
right,
are
yeah.
still going to comedy clubs. There's tons of comedy clubs and, you know, theaters and stuff. So I don't really get into that. I'm too tired for that.
She's too tired from spinning.
Back. I mean, between spinning and physical therapy and therapy and crying, I don't have time to compete.
I also kind of felt like in the case of your TV show, which was on, what, was it on CBS?
Two Broke Girls is on
NBC.
CBS, and
right.
then the sitcom, mine, Whitney, was on NBC.
NBC. Yeah. I also kind of felt like you got, and a lot of comedians get a raw deal because Louis is on a mountaintop, and everybody in the media compares every TV show with a comic on it to Louis, which is just completely ridiculous because his show is so specific to him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to start thinking critics know what they're talking about. You know, I mean, they don't. What else are they going to do? You know, it's like when I started doing stand-up, everyone compared me to Sarah Silverman. It's like, just because we're both girls and have dark hair,
and are
kind of pale. You know what I mean? It's just sort of like no one compared me to Chelsea because she's blonde. I mean, it's like they're just like not.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when people come up to me on the street and they think I'm Kristen Schaal, it's like, wait, no, you're the wires are just crossing. You know, so I honestly, like 2 years ago, I stopped reading reviews because when the show first came out, like all the reviews were coming out and, you know, the reviews, you know, they are what they are. And people would just come up to me and I hadn't read any of them and people were just treating me like I had cancer.
Oh,
they were like, how you doing?
How you holding up?
How you holding up? I was like, I'm fine. Everything's great. You know, like, you know, everybody hated Seinfeld at first, too, you know. People would just be like, you know what? They are just jealous. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What about Twitter, though? Don't you get plenty of hate on Twitter?
And then I Googled myself, and that didn't go so great. I wish more porn had come up.
More porn had come up.
sorry, Twitter? I am on Twitter.
I know, but is that hard for you at... There's a lot of haters on Twitter.
There's a lot of haters, but there's a lot of also really positive people. You know, comics, the way our brains work, if we have 100 nice things and one mean one, we'll focus on the mean one.
Right. So that's what Maren was just telling us, is that he tracks down the people who say mean things about him. Like, you cannot let it go.
That is so Marc Maron. So if you want to get a date with Marc Maron, just write something negative about him on Twitter. But I have this great delusional thing going now where I can just skip the negative ones. Like, I don't even process them anymore.
Wow, therapy is working with
it's delicious. Like,
you're the first person that has ever said that.
Yeah, I'm like, I just skip them, and then I focus on the positive. I obsess over the positive ones now, you know? So I'm going to become a narcissist, hopefully, any day now.
Good
I'm
luck with that.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, and I think that also, like, if you let it get to you, it's going to magnify it, you know? So I walked through fire with all that stuff, so now I'm like, what? Like, come at me, bro. Like, I'm so numb at this point. Like, what are you going to do, you know?
Now, listen, I know we're almost out of time, and again, you should go see Whitney Cummings because she is great on stage. Ontario Improv next Wednesday, the 23rd, and then the following Wednesday, the 30th, in Brea. Please go see her. You'll have a great time. But I maybe should save this for next time you come in, Whitney. But
tomorrow?
Why can't you keep a man? What's up with that?
Why can't a man
15
keep
seconds,
me?
Go.
I'm too good in bed. They're intimidated. They keep throwing out their backs. They can't.
Can't keep up with you?
They can't keep up with me. That's really it. Call me. My number's 323.
You know, we just see...
That one next time.
Yeah. We see an attractive, successful woman, and we go, she certainly has her pick of the litter.
Guys love strong, successful women.
That's what I'm talking about. So, all right, so maybe next time we'll have a little therapy, and maybe we'll figure out what the problem is, Whitney.
Yeah, I have a pool. Call me.
Okay, all right. Follow Whitney on Twitter, at Whitney Cummings, and get all the latest at WhitneyCummings.com, and it's spelled the dirty way. So great to see you, man. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks for having me, finally, after 3 years of me begging to come in here.
Yeah, that's how it went.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 20 till 10.
Time for our final visit with Ralph Garman, live in Long Beach, on board the Queen Mary. How's the boat going there, Ralph?
It is so much fun. And everyone has been so great coming down here to donate blood this morning. Thanks to everybody who came out, especially those who came early this morning. It's a packed house, I tell you. It's so nice to see people willing to put themselves out just a little bit to help a lot. So thank you very much.
Hey, Bean, give me that how's the boat again, please.
Hey, Ralph Garman, how's the boat?
Had it all morning. It was good. It was strong.
I didn't figure out how to use it.
That's the Halloween spooks of drops. By the way, the room where they're giving blood here is the very same room we'll be having our Scary Carrie prom.
So it's going to be covered with blood?
Yeah, so a lot of the blood you see
excellent
for the decoration tonight will be actual human blood, which will
great.
Be nice.
Well, that's appropriate because it's a Carrie prom theme event. So
we're
we
asking everyone
blood.
Just to dribble a little bit as they're on their way out. Just open up a scab. Which is
why
my new book.
Call open up a scab party.
I hope you'll pick that up. Let's take a look at the showbiz news for the last time here on a Friday. Congratulations to Kristen Bell and her actor boyfriend, Dax Shepard. They were married yesterday. Is that Bell for Dax or Kristen?
No, it
Dax.
Was for Kristen. I just misplaced it.
Oh, okay. They were married at the Beverly Hills County Clerk's Office. Reportedly, they went down there just to get their marriage license, but while they were there, a court employee said, you know, we can marry you guys right here on the spot if you want. So they took them up on their offer, and they went by to a nearby courtroom, and that's where they got married. The couple famously had said they would never get married until gay people also had the right to get married, and Dax Shepard can't believe that it actually ever happened. They have a 6-month-old daughter, Lincoln, who was born in March and then freed the slaves in April, which I thought was nice. Oh, splashy, please. Scott Disick is a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
In he's other
the
stories,
guy that, he's the guy that's married to Courtney.
Well, he's not married to Courtney Kardashian.
Not married.
He just repeatedly impregnates her.
Ah.
And then apparently goes on a binge. And that's what he did this week in Los Angeles for the fashion show week. He was so drunk and belligerent backstage that one of the models who came out on the runway for the fashion show stopped dead in her tracks, turned and flipped him off into the audience.
Yay! Wow. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
To top it off, the designer came out after the line was shown to get his applause, and Scott Disick stood up, loaded, grabbed him, trying to congratulate him, almost pulled him off the runway. So this guy's just a champ on every possible level.
Did he say anything about the fashion show being stupid or absurd?
No, How dare you. That was not me.
That's Kevin. Although Scott Disick did get into a party bus afterwards. Paw the boss. What's next for sci-fi now that Sharknado has captured our imaginations? Well, apparently they're working on a new movie that will premiere Saturday, November the 9th, about a brother and sister team searching for gold in an underwater cave, and they disturb a colony of ocean vampires.
That old story again?
Yeah.
Another movie about ocean vampires?
Colony of blood-sucking amphibious predators.
That's from the Bible, right?
Yeah. That's Deuteronomy, I think. These sea vampires can live on land or on sea, so there's no way to escape them.
Wow.
Jonathan Lipnicki, who was the little kid from Jerry Maguire, he will be the star of the movie. I guess they're running out of actors.
They do a lot of stunt casting in those sci-fi.
Because they don't
movies,
really
don't they?
Matter. What matters is the vampire, right?
How dare you?
And Sharknado, come on.
Tell that to Tara Reid.
Yeah,
I will.
I was thinking of her. I was thinking of, you know, Debbie Gibson and Tiffany and people like that. It just seems like that's part of the fun.
Garmin.
There.
Sure.
Well, they hired you because you were a tremendous actor, is what I've been told.
Sharktopus. Bitches? I'm a little nervous being here on a boat because the last time I was on a boat, a sharktopus grabbed me and killed me.
That did happen.
It did happen. Speaking of movies that will suck, Mattel has announced they are making a movie based on Hot Wheels. With the success of Fast and the Furious franchise, they decided that Hot Wheels could be a franchise that they could start making movies about as well.
Well, they've got K-Rox Lightning.
They've got that line of toys that have been very successful for many years. So now they're looking for little tiny actors to drive those cars. It's hard to find. Brad Williams is apparently up for one of the leads. Looking forward to that.
He's up for all of them.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Charlie Hunnam is, of course, the actor who has backed out of 50 Shades of Grey. He was supposed to star in the film. He reportedly said his schedule wouldn't work out between doing Sons of Anarchy and doing the movie, so he backed out of the film. However, people suspected there was more to the story than that. And reports are coming out from The Hollywood Reporter claiming that it was his suggestions and notes on the script, changes he wanted made to the film before he would star in it, that caused creative tension between himself and the producers. And dissatisfaction grew on both parts until finally they parted ways and he dropped out of the movie on October the 12th. Reportedly, Charlie wanted some serious changes made to the script, including he wanted to be stranded in space and have George Clooney try to rescue him.
I don't think that's gravity.
What?
It's already in the movie. It's gravity.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays and get the hell out of here. What do you say? Bean's best friend, Zac Efron, celebrates a birthday today. Did you get anything, Bean?
I did not.
Just move on, Ralph. Take it as a gift that he didn't say anything and move on.
It's really more of a one-way relationship, so no.
I heard Zach goes both ways. I'm surprised. also, today's celebrity birthdays. Let me just pull the list up here. I'm stalling for time. That's why I gave Bean a chance to talk about Zac Efron. Yeah. Hold on a second. We've got Don Wells from Gilligan's Island, 75 years old today. Jean-Claude Van Damme turns 53. Neo is 34 years old. Frida Pinto celebrates her 29th birthday. And Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf, 22 years old today. I do want to remind everybody that the blood drive will be going on down here at the Queen Mary until 3 p.m. So if you didn't have a chance to come out this morning or you want to come at your lunch break, you can come as long as 3 p.m. is when we'll be taking blood from people. So come on down and give some blood and throw a fish to Splashy, the dating dolphin. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, you usually say something there.
Doesn't anybody talk at this point?
Are you out? Are you dead?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I've got the squirts.
Pass it over to me.
That really was a stunning lack of commitment on your part.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
This is a part of us.
Pass it over to me. Roll up. Just like the other one.
As emo gets.
This one seems to be about
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz!
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Roll, roll, another one.
Give the man some croissants, will ya?
Just like the other one.
Yeah! That's hot!
This one seems to be about.
You think this is funny? Do you see anyone laughing?
I don't have another cent.
Well, I don't, I'm sorry.
That is racist and only part true.
Just pass it around.
What are you looking for in particular? Some sperm?
Thanks for that information. How about a little radio silence?
Seconds to get out of here, or I will rip your throats out.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves?
That's it. No more. Over and out.
The game is over, over, over.
Okay.
Asshole, I'm never doing that show again.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Go Dodgers and fire beer mug.